you are really going to enjoy. The students you're about to hear from, they've done something pretty remarkable. And before we talk about it, let's meet each of them. And Marley Vaughn is going to start, and then we'll have you each introduce yourself. Marley has been active with SLB for quite a long time. Has it been 5 years at least? Maybe not that long.
I think 5-6 years.
Yeah. And Marley is here. These are all 8th graders from Elizabeth Forward. Any shout-outs at all?
Shout-out to our teacher, Mrs. Dushek, because she's just really helped us out throughout this. And shout-out to our other teachers for letting us out of class to work on this, because we miss a lot for it.
We've been at your school a number of times. It's beautiful. There is... just so many facilities there to do things. Let's meet who is on your right. Hello, what's your name?
My name's Caitlin.
And is there anybody you'd like to give a shout out to or say
hello
to?
Two other group members, Haley Bodenheimer, Madison Thomas, and Tyler Ginto Brody.
So there's 6 all together. And then we've got one other person with us. Hello.
Hi, I'm Garrett.
And any shout outs or hellos?
Not many that go past, like, those people.
Well, you guys, how did you get here today?
We were looking for ways to promote our project.
Well, I mean, how did you physically get here?
I'm sorry.
Who drove you guys down here?
My mom drove me and Garrett, and Caitlin's parents drove her.
Well, we'll say hello to them, too. So now, the more... I like the way you took that question. The more... expansive. How did you get here? This is part of a program to help, actually adults could stand this too, but it's to help kids understand more about the world of manufacturing. There was a time when, for whatever reason, especially in the Pittsburgh area, I think when the steel industry started to shrink, people thought that there were no jobs in manufacturing, and it simply isn't the case, especially today. So this program is intended to help expose you to careers in manufacturing, right?
It's meant to expose us and other people who may be watching the videos that we and the other contestants will be making.
And tell me a little bit about what you've learned about manufacturing. You guys can jump in and just guide the conversation a little bit. Anything you'd like to talk about this program, what you've learned in general, and then we'll talk about your specific video that you did.
All right. I just want to start out explaining what the competition is for a bit of background. The competition is called What's So Cool About Manufacturing, and it's run by Catalyst Connections. They have a group of schools that will get assigned a company, and the school has to make a video promoting the company, and more specifically, its manufacturing processes and its careers in manufacturing.
Wow. And by making these videos, is it hoped that you'll get a chance to be exposed to lots of different manufacturing companies? You'll get to watch other people's videos as well as your own?
Yes.
So tell me about the company. Did you pick the company or was it assigned to you?
It was assigned.
It was assigned.
We got the company Cleveland & Price.
They make the electrical switches on the telephone poles that turns off all of the electricity to those poles so that the workers can be safe when they're working on it.
Interesting. So... if you're looking at a telephone pole, way up at the top, there are switches that they make. Yes. And how do they work? Do you know, or how do they manufacture them? Do you know much? What did you learn?
They go through steps of making them. Like they have an assembly line running. So one person might be making the casing for the switch when another person's making the actual mechanisms. They'll make switches for like the small boxes up on telephone poles, and then they'll make bigger ones that can turn off the entire grid.
Wow. I would think that they must have to stay safe when they're making these, because it just sounds like things that handle that much electricity would be dangerous. Did they talk about that at all?
Yeah, they talked about that a lot. That was one of the main points that everyone focused on.
What did you learn about that? You can jump in, Garrett. Any of you can jump in.
I'm trying to think, you know, complex answers.
I don't think they're going to jump in. So something consistent when we talked to everyone was they said, if you don't do one thing right for your specific part, it's going to throw off everyone else's part, and it could cause an issue whenever your product's out in the field. When it's supposed to be shutting off a grid, it might leave one line on or something, causing an issue if they're working on it.
So everything has to be perfect, it sounds like. And did they talk about how they make sure everything's perfect or what they do? I guess they have to train their workers, but do they test stuff?
They have a testing lab in a separate room where they will see if the switches are working properly before they send them off.
Did you get to see that?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So what does that look like?
It's very loud. Like whenever they send a shock through the switches, it makes this really loud popping noise. But it looks pretty cool whenever they test it.
Do you see sparks?
Yeah.
And do you have to wear ear protection or maybe you're like, I would imagine you don't want to hear that loud noise.
The employees have to, because they're sitting in that all day testing the switches that they come in.
But if you're going to be just exposed to it for a short period of time, it's okay. That's a good answer. A lot of regulations work that way. So describe your video, since it's radio. Do you actually go through the plant and show the different steps?
Yeah. So the video that we entered is, we're not actually on camera much. We're like behind the scenes of it. We're promoting, obviously. We're helping to edit. We're helping with marketing in general. We talked to our tech ed teacher about what he thinks is cool. We talked to students. We talked to some of the employees about what they think is cool about manufacturing.
What did employees have to say about why they think manufacturing's a good career?
They said that if they see their product in their the field when they're driving home from work, they just get to sit and think, I made that.
Huh. That's awfully nice to have that kind of thinking, to feel that kind of pride. What impressed you, Garrett, about the plant when you were there? Did anything strike you?
The fact that basically, like, they said that it was like a family there. Yeah, and they were like all working together, like, to make like a higher purpose.
Had many of them been there for a long time?
Yes, a lot of them did.
And a mix of men and women?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know how many people roughly work there? I mean, is it more than 100?
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, probably. I feel like probably around 100.
I was looking at their website, actually, and it looked to me like they used to be part of Westinghouse.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
Mr. Cleveland, who founded the company, used to be an employee at Westinghouse. And eventually, they ran out of people who wanted to buy their switches. So they said, well, we're not going to make these anymore. Like, people don't need them. And Mr. Cleveland said, well, what if they break and they need a replacement part? And the owner of Westinghouse told him, you can make them on your own time if you want to, but you're not going to get paid anymore. So he started making the pieces to replace it in his house, like in his basement. And he kept getting orders for them. And he started realizing, like, this isn't a good product if it keeps breaking so much. So he built his own warehouse and quit his job at Westinghouse to start his own company to specialize in switches originally. And now they're making switches full time. Like, it's a full warehouse that has been growing for the past, what, like 30 years?
I believe so.
That's amazing. That's just amazing. They must have to customize these switches too, do they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Different sizes for a different amount of power.
Interesting. If you're just joining us, Marley and Garrett and Caitlin are here from Elizabeth Forward. They're all in eighth grade, and we're going to give you the URL for their video shortly. I don't think the video is up yet, is it? It's going to go up in a few days. At least when I looked at the site, it looked like the link wasn't active
yet. The videos are not up yet. They will be up on February 10th at midnight.
Okay, and we'll make sure when we email our next newsletter, we'll put the link to it. Do you know what the link is?
Yeah, I have the link. It's www.whatssocool.org/contests/Pittsburgh-central/.
Okay, so whatssocool.com?
Org.
Or whatssocool.org. So probably if you did a Google search on whatssocool.org/Pittsburgh, it'll probably show up, I bet.
Another way you can get to that same page is just go to whatssocool.org, find where it says contest, and depending on what device you're on, click or tap it, and then go to where it says Pittsburgh Central in the drop-down, and you'll get a list of everyone who's competing.
Yeah, and there's a lot of competition, too. And if you like what you're hearing, and if you know, look at all the videos, but look at Elizabeth Forward's. These three students have come here to encourage you to do that. I like the human element to the story that you're focusing on, too, the fact that here's this person who knew, who decided he didn't want products to simply break and not be able to be fixed, and then he wanted to make a better product. So I need you to imagine something for a minute. Go back in time before you did this and think about that for a moment, and then think about where you are now. What did you learn about, like, manufacturing, or have your attitudes changed about manufacturing at all? There's no right answer for this one. I'm just curious.
Caitlin, do you want to start that?
Yeah. So basically, before the contest, I really didn't care too much about manufacturing, so I didn't know that much about it. After we went on a few field trips there to look at the company and started filming, I learned a lot more about it, and actually I care more about that now.
Does it make you look at products differently?
A little bit.
Because, you know, I don't know. You look at this coffee cup here or this radio, and sometimes you just sort of think that is, you know, it's just there. You know, nobody had to design it, make it, test it, and all of those things. How about for you, Garrett?
Most definitely. I, like, didn't really care about it too much either. And then, like, a few field trips later, I found out, like, it is way more important. Like, they keep people safe. And then, like, using just random products where, like, if you use, like, a certain product, it needs to be safe. And if it's not safe, then it's harmful.
So manufacturing ends up being super important, it sounds like. And Marley, what about your thoughts?
Kind of going off of what Garrett and Caitlin said, I feel like I used to think it was, like, something you would do, like, if you weren't necessarily a smart student or, like, you couldn't really get into colleges. But meeting some of the people working there, they are really passionate about their job and they're really happy doing what they're doing. And just, it's really cool to see, like, the processes that go into making products that we use every day.
Yeah, it's, I know. When I was growing up, people didn't talk about manufacturing that much. You can also, did they talk about, excuse my cough, did they talk at all about like making a living and career opportunities in terms of, you know, how much money you can make, how stable a job can be? They may not have, but there are a lot of jobs in manufacturing right now.
I don't believe they talked about how much they made or anything when we were there.
Well, and normally, I was curious if the What's So Cool people talked about it. That's usually, it's kind of an odd question. It's kind of personal to talk to somebody specifically about that. But I'm sure one of the messages that What's So Cool wants to bring is just letting folks know that there are great jobs in manufacturing that are out there. How are people going to find your video when they go to the site? Should they look on, are you the only Elizabeth Forward team?
Yeah, we're the only Elizabeth Forward.
Okay, so look for Elizabeth Forward. And the company name again?
Cleveland and Price.
Cleveland and Price. And you probably can vote every day if you want to, right? I would imagine.
You can vote as many times as you can, I believe. We don't know the exact voting system.
Well, you'll be able to support Marley Garrett and Caitlin and also learn about other manufacturing products and processes. Is there anything else any of you would like to add? You've done a great.
I think that's everything.
Yeah, you've done a great job. Thank you and good luck. Let us know how you make out. With it. Again, it's What's So Cool, whatssocool.org. Sorry about that. whatssocool.org. And you'll be able to watch the video. It'll be up in a few days. You can still go there now and learn more about the program. And I want to congratulate all three of you for doing such a great job. Here's hoping you win. We'll keep our fingers crossed for you. Thanks for being with us.